Welcome to another edition of the Second Helpings podcast. This podcast is designed to bring you more teaching, content, and updates from the day-to-day life of West London Alliance Church. I'm Dave DeSmit, and today we have the privilege of hearing from
Barb Postma
and
Anna Castillo,
who will be talking about their experience at the recent WLAC Women's Retreat. Barb and Anna, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
First, I was hoping each of you could share a little bit about yourselves for those folks at the church who might not know you. We'll start with you, Barb.
Yeah, so my name is Barbara Postma. I'm married to Chris. We have 7 kids and 1 son-in-law and 2 wonderful grandchildren. And I've been attending West London since I was 17. So that's like 32 years now, which is pretty wonderful. And it's been a pleasure to be here.
And you, Anna?
I've been attending WLA since 2017 with my family. We are originally from El Salvador, and it's myself, Pat, my husband, Pat Jr., who's 12, and then Isabella, who's 7, and Melissa, who's 6. So yeah, we've been attending the church for about 8 years now.
Great. Well, the topic at hand today is women's ministries at West London Alliance Church, and specifically the women's retreat that just happened this past weekend. So we'll touch on a number of different topics regarding that today. But Barb, I'm wondering if you can share a bit about your past experiences on retreats through WLA, where they've been, some past year's highlights, and why you started attending.
Sure. I was talking with Jan Murphy this weekend about the retreats. She started hosting these retreats for West London decades ago, coming out of a need that she felt in her own life, that she had gone to many women's conferences that ended up being a little fussy, come home with a headache, really very good content, but not necessarily as restful and spiritual and fellowship-based as she would have liked. So she designed a different kind of retreat for the women of West London. And it continues to be that, a retreat with great teaching, times of prayer and rest, good connection with the women from the church with your defenses down, times to laugh and pray and sing. And there have been many locations over the years. I think I've only been attending since I was, 20 or so. So I've only been to 3 different locations that we've had. But the overarching purpose has been the same all those years, to just get away with the women of the church, to enjoy one another's company, to draw nearer to the Lord, and to really enjoy a weekend away, which is hard to do as a woman. I started going just because I was a young married woman, and I thought it would be good to connect with other women. I had come to early morning prayer and was in life groups, and so other women invited me to come, and it felt like a great way to get connected.
Excellent. Barb, you're on the leadership team for the women's retreat. Could you speak a little bit about the overarching goals and purpose for the retreats in general?
Yeah, I would say the overarching principles for that and our goals would be that the women have a time of concentrated time away with God and with His women. As busy working women or stay-at-home moms or wives or single women, it can be hard to carve out time for really investing in your spiritual life. So a weekend away like this is a time for solid biblical teaching, refreshing fellowship with other women. If you don't know very many women in the church, it's a great way to get to know some and to get plugged in. We also take 3 hours on the Saturday morning to have time alone with God in prayer and personal study. And it's just nearly impossible to carve out 3 hours of time like that in your normal life. So having an opportunity at least once a year to do that at the retreat is a real highlight. We really want the women to connect on the weekend, but more so for them to feel like they can connect and find discipleship opportunities or mentoring opportunities. And so when we see younger women coming, older women coming, and start to connect over meals and games of pickleball, it's just fun to have them make those relationships start and then hopefully continue from retreat to retreat. We love seeing the relationships that begin with our breakfasts or the TLC meetings continue in a deeper way over the course of the weekend.
Well, thanks, Barb. And we mentioned that there is a whole team that has put together these retreats over the years, and there's a ton of work that goes into it. Can you give us a bit of an idea of what kind of preparation went into this past retreat?
Yeah, we always say that we start, it's on my mind to start next year's retreat as soon as the first one is over. So it's a little bit of an obsession maybe, but as soon as the one is done, we start thinking about next year, and we have our debriefs of what went well, what we could fix, what we would do again or change. But really the planning in earnest begins by January. So by January, we like to have a theme. We like to have the committee solidified. If there's anyone who needs to take a year off or bring new people in, we're usually making those decisions by January. And then in March, we're having very regular meetings of figuring out the theme and the music and the details of what the weekend will look like so that we can have a package ready for the women that is like easily accessible, that there's no obstacles for the women to come. If we can deal with roommates and cars and food and accommodations and all of that kind of thing, it just makes it easier for the women to get away. So we really do start planning in earnest in January, and it's a wonderful way to spend a year.
Excellent. Can you give us sort of a brief recap of the teaching? What was the specific theme this year?
Yeah, this year the title of the retreat was Distinguished. And so we took that from a passage in Exodus where Moses says, if you don't come with us, Lord, how will the nations know that we are distinguished as your people? And so we were looking at our identity as image bearers of God and what that looks like in today's world with identity and your personal worth and value being such a hot topic in society today. We wanted to make sure we approached it biblically and lay a better foundation for who we are based on what God says and not what the world says. So Colleen Shoemaker was one of our teachers, and she taught on who we are in redemptive history, looking at creation, fall, redemption, and glorification, and the kind of identity we have in each of those phases. And then Mary Stanley was another teacher. She taught on how God distinguishes the people for himself, looking at his sovereign plan through the circumstances of our lives. She worked through the details leading up to the Exodus, remembering Egypt, and now how as New Testament Christians, we remember Jesus as we think of our redemption and our identity in him. In our half day of prayer, we considered our distinguished God because we can't truly know ourselves if we don't know who he is. So we studied his names, his salvation, his commandments. We considered what it looks like to not bear his name in vain with our lives. And then I taught a sort of wrap up on the Sunday morning, looking at who God says we are in between our redemption and glorification and how our identity in Christ changes everything.
Oh, excellent. Now, Anna, I was told that this was your first time attending the women's retreat. What made you go this year?
Yeah, so this was my first year attending. I've heard so many good things about the retreat for several years now. But for whatever reason, life just gets very busy around this time. However, this year, a friend from my life group who actually led worship during the retreat, Joe, she just kept talking about it and how they were preparing for it and how wonderful it is. So our life group, the women in our life group, decided we're going to do it this year. We're going to sign up for it. And 6 out of the 8 women in our life group were able to attend. So yeah, we just kind of encouraged one another and said, this is the year. So we made it happen.
Awesome. Now, what were your expectations coming into the retreat, and were those expectations met?
So really my expectation was just to get to spend more time with the Lord and get to know him more. And also to meet other women from the church. And just be encouraged, have that opportunity to spend some time, you know, in prayer, worshiping and learning more about God. And 3 days of that just sounded amazing. So that's what I was hoping for. And absolutely, my expectations were met.
Excellent. Anna, what would you say to others who are considering maybe coming for the first time?
To just do it, to just sign up. It was just a wonderful experience. Not only you get to meet amazing women from the church that you usually just see on Sundays, but don't get the time to talk to them and to connect with them. But most importantly, you have 3 days, like I said, of just constant worship, teaching, and just reflecting on God's word and his goodness. So it was such a precious gift, and I would encourage anybody for next year to sign up. And the Lord works in ways that, you know, if you are meant to go, you will go, and he'll take care of the rest. So really just to sign up and get ready for an amazing weekend.
Excellent. So apart from the teaching, I know there was musical worship, but I understand that there were also the sharing of testimonies at the retreat. And Anna, you were one of those who shared your testimony. How was that experience?
So being my first retreat, I was a bit nervous at the beginning, but it was such a blessing to me. And it was a great opportunity to really just share what God has done in my life, in my family, and just praise him for it. It really was an honor for me to be able to share my testimony, and I'm so glad that I was asked to do so.
Great. So having been to your first retreat now, Anna, what were some of the highlights of the weekend for you?
Oh, there were so many, but I would say that the time alone with God was definitely my favorite part, which is 3 hours of uninterrupted time with him. So we're giving a booklet and some prompts of what we can focus on, and then we go around the retreat, like the space, and find a quiet place and just dwell in God's word and talk to him. So as a busy mom of three kids and a wife and full-time working, I don't get to do that very often, if at all, of three times of just no distractions. So that was definitely my number one highlight. And then another one, I guess, would be it was hard to choose, but it would be the memories that were created during the weekend and just the friendships that were developed as well. Like I said, at the church, you know, we're a big church, and it sometimes gets very busy during Sundays. I know as soon as it's done, I have to go pick, you know, my girls from Sunday school, and I don't get a lot of time to meet and connect with other women. So having those 3 days, two nights of just that opportunity was great. So yeah, I would say many laughs, great moments. You know, if you like nature, that's your place to be, and if you don't, it also is, because but just moments and encouraging one another and the memories that were created that weekend, for sure.
Great. Barb, what were some of the highlights of the weekend for you?
Yeah, I think it's always, every year we say it, we don't know why we're shocked every year, because God is faithful and he does it every year. But every year we say, wow, I can't believe how all those details came together. You know, Anna giving her testimony. And before we had even asked her to do it, she felt like God was preparing her to be ready to give her testimony whenever somebody asked. And then Catherine Bond Mills also gave her testimony. And I had talked to her about it, and before I had a chance to check with the rest of the committee if they thought she would be a good one to do it, they were already thinking the same name. And then all the teaching. This year we had three teachers. Usually we only have Lily Lapierre teaching. And this year having three different teachers, I wondered if it would be hard to coordinate. But even working independently and then coming together, seeing how the Holy Spirit led each of us in the same direction to overlap in good and helpful ways, and then to take thoughts in different paths, to have a real broad teaching, the songs, how they all come together. It's just amazing to see how the Lord cares for all those details. But then even seeing how the committee members work. We had some switches on the committee this year just because of life circumstances and changes. And so adding Katie Brown and Caitlin Hessman, and like I said, Colleen Shoemaker and Mary Stanley, and then also working with Joanna again with the worship team, it was just so good to see how those individual personalities work together with their strengths and gifts. That's a highlight for me. But then on the weekend itself, seeing how the first timers came and were brave to do so and get connected with other women. We had young adults coming in greater numbers this year, which is such an encouragement to my heart. We love that the seniors come and are fully engaged, and they're so much fun. Women playing pickleball were all there, like competitive nature comes out. We had 7 ukuleles at the campfire singing, which was awesome. And then just seeing people spontaneously praying together, going for walks together. And then always the highlight is hearing the women sing. It's just such a joy to hear 69 women singing their hearts out to the Lord in praise. So there's a ton of highlights, and I could definitely keep going on that. But it is the highlight of the year for me, and I look forward to it, which is probably why I'm already thinking about next year today, 2 days later. But yeah, it's just a joy to see all the behind the scenes. Even on the last day, we were trying to thank our volunteers, and out of the 69 women that came, we had like 30 volunteers that we wanted to thank. So it's a definitely a many hands makes light work situation, which really tied into the theme of the retreat. We were talking about our individual identity, but how we need all the body members to come and serve together to make the most radiant image of Christ. And so there we were, at least 30 of us volunteering and serving with different gifts and strengths to really make a beautiful picture of Christ on that weekend. So it was a joy to serve with those women this year.
Wonderful. Now, these retreats sometimes end up being a bit of a mountaintop experience and are very instrumental and influential in the spiritual lives of those who attend them. But now that the retreat has passed, what are some of the ways you'd encourage the participants of this year's retreat to continue growing in their connections with the Lord and with the church family here at West London Alliance Church?
I think that's such a good question, because you don't want it to just be a feast on the retreat weekend and then famine the rest of the year and then next wait for next June to come again. I think Anna's life group was such an encouragement to me to think about those women who spend week after week together all year long, then coming and having this unified weekend is just beautiful. So I think that's going to enhance their relationships going forward. So I would recommend, if you're not plugged into a life group, you should definitely do that. And if life groups don't work, there's always TLC on Monday nights or Wednesday mornings, which would be a great way to get connected. Early morning prayer on Tuesdays. It is early, but we always say there's an extra blessing for those of us who get up at the crack of dawn to pray and discuss the sermon. But really, any way that you can get connected, don't hesitate to reach out to the WLA Women Facebook page so we can help you find a mentor or discipleship if you're looking for that. We've been talking about maybe having like a book study that we could do over the summer. There's always Doctrine on the Deck, where a bunch of women get together and read a book just over the summer. So it's a short-term commitment. But and of course, show up on Sunday mornings. There's nothing better than being here in the Lord's house with all of his people, every demographic together. So definitely come to church on a Sunday morning. But find discipleship in either small groups or one-on-one, and be plugged in. And then that's the way you get the most out of the retreat year by year as well.
Excellent. Anything to add to that, Anna?
That's exactly what I was going to say. just say, if you're not already, join a life group. It's been such a blessing to me. I think during COVID, it was hard, right? And then after, it just took us a little bit of time to find it, because you know it is a commitment, but it's such a blessing really to do, and just being able to do life together with a group of women who love the Lord and who are there to pray for you and encourage you and just care for you and your family, it really is a gift. So I would encourage those that don't have a life group just to join one, and the Lord will make sure that the one that you join, it's the right for you. Just pray for that, and then connect. There's so many great opportunities in the church to do so.
Awesome. I do have a couple more questions. Barb, you had something else to say.
I just was going to say one more highlight. Every year there's women who can't come to the retreat, but they donate towards the bursary so that other women can. Mm. And it's just such a beautiful thing to me that there's women who are willing to sort of facilitate that. It is hard for women to get away for lots of reasons, whether work or childcare, but finances certainly. And so it's a huge blessing that there's women in the church who are always saying, do you need a sponsorship? Is there anyone who could use help? And donating towards that. So just a great big thank you to those of you who have contributed to that over the years.
Mm, wonderful. Couple questions to wrap up our time of sort of a less serious nature. The men's retreat prides itself on the menu consisting mostly of protein. I'm just wondering how was the food this year at the retreat?
Well, I've never been to the men's retreat, but I think the women cook for the men, right? Is that true?
That is true.
So, I mean, if you have Susan Phillipson cooking for your men's retreat, it's probably going to be great.
Actually, that used to be true. the facility now.
Okay, because we also have the facility cook for us, so we have no say in the menu ahead of time. But it was great this year. Lots of vegetables, lots of good carbohydrates, lots of good proteins.
Lots of potatoes,
yes,
which I love, so I found that great. But again, the fact that you don't have to cook and clean after.
Just,
I'll enjoy whatever you give me. So, yeah, I think that was definitely one of the highlights too. And the food was delicious. Like, there was this particular fruit salad that just had oranges and strawberries, but it was delicious. I don't know what it was. So, yeah, it was really good, and it's a lot of food, so you won't go hungry. And again, you don't have to cook or clean after that. So,
excellent. Now, from what I understand, this is the retreat center is just outside of Brantford. What made you pick that location?
Oh, this is always the hardest thing. So finding a location that is near enough to London that it's easy to get to on a Friday night, but has capacity to hold enough of us has always been the struggle. So, you know, some of the other locations we went to were Paisley, Ontario, and it was great and it could hold a lot of women, but then they shut down. And then we had gone to Teen Ranch, which was beautiful, but far away and quite costly. So now we're in Paris, Ontario at Five Oaks. And I don't even remember how we came across it, but I think somebody on the committee that year knew about it or had looked it up. And they've been great. Now we are sort of at max capacity there. It only really holds 70 of us, and we were at 69 this year. So, but the Lord even orchestrates that we've never had a year where we had to turn people away. I think there's some years where, you know, the regulars come, and then the next year 10% of them can't come, but you get 10% of new people. So far we've not had to turn anyone away. We've just hit the max. But it's a great location, a beautiful, like Anna said, if you like being outdoors, you can do that. If you want the air conditioning, that's pretty good too.
Yes.
And yeah, it's just been a good spot for us. They're very accommodating.
Great. One more question, and we can edit this out if it's putting you on the spot. But Barb, you were in a leadership position on this retreat. Anna, you shared your testimony. And so you had just that opportunity to share about your faith. I'm just wondering if you can maybe quickly name and talk about someone who over this past weekend at the retreat, you've come to admire for their faith and love for the Lord.
I can go first. Actually, yes, and it's not because she's sitting right next to me, but I would say Barb. I've never had the opportunity to talk to her one-on-one. Like, I would see her on Sundays worshiping, like leading the worship team, and it was just so encouraging to me to see her. And I always thought, you know, I'm gonna talk to her one day. And life, you know, things. And then she sends me an email inviting me to see if I was interested in giving my testimony. And initially, I thought it was a spam email because of how it was worded. She has said something along the lines of, I have a big favor to ask. So I wasn't sure what that was about. But then I met with her, and I'm so thankful to have been able to connect with you, Barb, and just you know, just see you serve the Lord during the weekend, and your teaching and the way you worship wholeheartedly has been so encouraging to me. And I just thank God for allowing me to get to know you. And I hope that we will continue this journey together. But yeah, Barb Posma for sure.
I would love to spend more time with you, Anna. That's like the most impossible question, Dave. I think if I had the list of 69 women in front of me, I could tell you something I saw from each of them over the course of the weekend. Oh, I'm going to cry. Oh, no, that's an impossible question. Because I want to say, like, Ilsa Webb said grace at a meal, and it was just beautiful because I've known Ilsa forever. And then Julie Mix was so tender with her mom and with the two young women that she invited from the women's that she's involved with. And that was so tender. And then seeing like women who used to always come and then haven't been able to and have returned, you know, seeing Sue Chloe there just warmed my heart. And then all these young St. John girls and, you know, Kaylee Gaunt, I don't know, it was just a whole range of women. And I saw them each in little moments, like Marianne Capstick and Madeline Morris doing the scavenger hunt that we did, and they took these outrageous photos. They were fully engaged. And you think maybe that's not their faith that is on display, but just a zeal for life, just a zest for life. Even, yeah, I don't know. I could go through the whole list and tell you something I love about all of them. The original retreat committee, I think the fact that they come, like so Jan Murphy and Deb Wilkins and Shelley Ripley Bulkhart and Nancy Wynot, the fact that they still come to the retreats, that they did such a beautiful job of training up new leaders and passing the baton when they thought it was time to step out. And they still come and just cheer us on and love us up as we are trying to feel our way forward. You know, both Colleen and Mary stepped way out of their comfort zones to teach this year, and that increased my faith. Yeah, like I could keep going. How long do you want the podcast to be? I just love the women of our church, and it's amazing to see what the Lord does in each of their stories. And yeah, like first timers who came and then just jumped in and volunteered. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I could... Yeah. It could be third helpings, and I keep going.
Well, praise God for this past weekend, for this women's retreat, and we will continue to pray that the Lord works among the women at West London Alliance Church, as I'm sure he will, and thank you for the work you put into the retreat and the rest of the leadership team, mm-hmm. Barb, and just hearing how it blessed the women of the church, and Anna, thank you for sharing your testimony. I know that is always an impactful time, hearing mm-hmm. testimonies at retreats, or hearing them anytime, really. So, Barb and Anna, thank you so much for coming on a Second Helpings today. For more West London Alliance Church podcasts, check out Main Course, which is an upload of our latest weekly sermons. We also have Refried Sunday, a podcast where we reflect on our worship, consider how to apply God's word, and prepare for our next gathering. Thank you for listening to this edition of Second Helpings, and God bless.